been a hot summer in Spain, and we're not talking only about the weather. Interest in digital publishing in Spanish is heating up fast. With the English-speaking ebook market consolidating, the main international players in digital content distribution are now paying increasing attention to the tremendous opportunity in the global market of Spanish, the third most spoken language in the world, with 500 million speakers. Spain, the leading publishing industry in this language, and the United States, with a Hispanic population of 50 million, are at the forefront of ebook developments in Spanish. Hello and welcome to Rights Direct special programming within Beyond the Book, the podcast series produced by Copyright Clearance Center, CCC. My name is Victoriano Colodrón, and I work for Rights Direct, the European subsidiary of CCC. I am speaking to you today from Madrid, Spain, where beginning October the 5th, the international book fair LIBER will take place. Joining me to discuss the situation of digital publishing in the Spanish-speaking world is Javier Zelaya, on the line from his own office in Madrid at dosdoce.com. Thank you for being with us, Javier, and welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
So Javier Zelaya has over 20 years' experience in marketing and communication counseling. He is the founder and CEO of dosdoce.com, a Spanish independent consultancy firm that specializes in the use of digital technologies by the cultural industries. He is also the director of the Master in Digital Communications at the University of Alcalá de Henares in Spain. Javier has written several books and studies about subjects like corporate strategies and business communication in the Web 2.0, the role of communication in book promotion, and book digitization trends in Spain. He will be conducting a workshop on new business models in the publishing industry at the LIBER Book Fair in Madrid on October the 5th. So, Javier, in a recent article for Publishing Perspectives, you talk about a dramatic shift taking place in the Spanish language publishing arena, which would be entering a totally new phase of its digital development. One of the reasons is the increasing interest in the wide Spanish-speaking market by the main international players. What is happening here? What have been the most significant moves so far?
Okay, it is true that we live in what we call usually in economics, the tipping point. Spain, I always define it as a country that goes from the past to the future without going through the present. Meaning in this case that, you know, for many years, a lot of people said that, yes, digital will be a business, but it will take a while to come to town. And I think people have suddenly realized that is, you know, next door. And it is next door because different things have happened in the last year in the Spanish market that basically has promoted this speed in the digital race. The first one, as you mentioned, is the arrival of the international players, the Amazons, the Apples, the Barnes & Noble, put a look into the Spanish market, not only because of the Spanish market per se, you know, the Spanish, the Spain as a country in which there are about 47 million inhabitants, but basically because it represents a market of 500 million worldwide. A huge potential reader market that has to be exploited. Side to that, also the Spanish market has developed by itself. People are changing their habits, the way they read online, the way they access internet for information, the way they share that information online. Spain in the last 3 years has become the second largest country worldwide after Brazil that uses daily the social networking for information consumption and information sharing. Also, we've seen in the publishing sector a change of mindset, and more we see publishers offering a larger part of their book catalogs into different digital formats in order to be available for sale and consumption. So the sum of those three factors has basically provoked that we have today a spotlight into the Spanish market.
Okay, and so Amazon just opened up in Spain. Barnes & Noble built this amazing catalog of Spanish titles. What's next? What else is to come regarding Spanish language publishing from these global players?
Okay, yeah, as you mentioned, Amazon announced this week on September the 15th their new Spanish platform. They open it up and they sell, all the products and articles and services they sell worldwide now from Spain, but not digital. Digital has been reserved for Christmas. The Kindle as well as the e-books will come to Spain for Christmas. There is a couple of rationale behind it. People speculate there might be a strategic decision from Amazon to do a two-phase entry into the market and then, try to make Kindle the Christmas present for as many Spanish as possible as they did last year in the U.S. Also, some people in the sector claim that they still don't have enough catalog in order to be attractive enough for Kindle buyers. As you know, in Spain, we do have a lack of offering in digital content because there's been some authors and agents that have refused till today to give the digital rights to the publishers.
Right.
Authors and agents claim that the publishers have not been generous enough in terms of the digital rights compensations. But I think sooner or later they will have to come to terms because there is a growing demand. And what happens is when you have more devices in the market, more Kindles, more iPads, more whatever given for Christmas, as we all know, those devices come empty. When people receive it or they buy it, you open the box and you have a nice device, but it has nothing in it. And the first thing that you do is you connect your device to the internet and you look for content. If you don't find legal content at a very competitive price and very cheap, very easy to buy, I mean, one-click buying, then unfortunately, a lot of people go to unauthorized content downloading. So I think due to more offer, meaning more demand, publishers will come to term. And then the other players, as you mentioned, Barnes & Noble has been very smart in the last year, basically aggregating a very nice catalog of up to, I think the number was 40,000 titles in Spanish, not only from Spain, but also from main publishers in Latin America. And they're selling that content from their U.S. operations. They open up in their website a section called Libros en Español. And what they find out, which is very interesting, is that a lot of people who buy English books, at the same time, they want to buy a Spanish book for whatever reasons. They might have studied Spanish in the school.
Exactly.
Or one of their partners are Spanish origin, and their children read Spanish. So they buy, in the same order. They buy some English content, but at the same time, they buy, Spanish content. So we're going to see more of that coming to town. Apple coming to town, Copia coming to town, Udo coming to town. A lot of these players coming to town basically following the same strategy.
Okay, yeah. Let's now focus on Spain, on the Spanish market, where I would say that one of the characteristics is this legal provision that makes it compulsory to have a fixed price for each book, which, of course, allows no room for price competition between channels. And also in the Spanish market, in Spain, there's the fact that the VAT for ebooks is 18%. That is remarkably higher than the 4% VAT for printed books. So, Javier, how can these two factors, the fixed price and the high VAT, affect the ebook market in Spain?
Okay, let's tackle the first one because I think it's very interesting. This law was created back in the 20th century to protect small independent bookstores. And as we know, internet has no frontiers. You can buy and you can sell from anywhere, and anywhere worldwide can go into your store and buy your product and services. Taking that into consideration, all these players, of course, they're going to respect, Spanish law, and they're not going to play with pricing as they do in the U.S. or other markets in which there's no fixed price. But actually, it plays in their favor. If all points of sale, sell the same product, sell all the books at the same price. You know, what's the difference to the end user? Service. Exactly. If I'm going to buy a book and that book is the same price everywhere in the net, and, you know, what's going to be my only difference? Service, you know, free delivery, you know, a search recommendation machine that really knows my reading habits and really gives me more in-depth recommendations. Services around, you know, me being able to create, you know, book clubs and ensure that, you know, reading with other people that have the same reading affinities. Or, you know, cross-selling. Amazon not only sells books. I mean, they sell music, they sell movies, they sell, you know, clothing. And, you know, while I'm buying books, I can buy something else and they can give me discounts on the other things. So I think this fixed price law that a lot of people think it will prevent these players to really get a big chunk of the market is going to play in their favor. It is true that Amazon's, as well as many of the American players, use pricing as their competitive tool. But I think it will be also a learning experience for these players in this market, in which they will have to use other value-added attributes that they do have and they can exploit to the highest in this market. In respect to the VAT, it is very, very true that unfortunately we allowed the European Commission to perceive books as a service instead of as a product. And they perceive that as a service, they should be charge 18% instead of the reduced VAT that books enjoy. Unfortunately, with the economic crisis that we're suffering in Europe, I think it would be very difficult that any government gives away any kind of revenue coming from any kind of income sources. So being that the reality, I think publishers will have to understand they're going to have to be extremely competitive in pricing, because, as I said before, internet has no frontiers. And from an end user point of view, they will have to do a lot of explanation to their clients. If I see a book that in Spain is, I don't know, 12 euros, and I see that same book, that same digital, you know, a file in an US for 50% discount, could you please explain me, Mr. Publisher, why that same file, which has no cost of distribution, you know, basically the same downloading process from one point of sale to the other, I mean, why you charge me, you know, quite a lot of money in difference? So I think they will have to understand, they will have to start developing strategies that will basically force them to develop international pricing in order to guarantee that, you know, transparency from the end user point of view.
Well, that's certainly an interesting view. But you just mentioned Europe and the European Commission. So let me now look at Europe with your help. How well prepared would you say that the publishing industry in Spain is to face the digital challenges compared to the industries in other European countries?
Well, fortunately, I mean, if you have asked me this question 2-3 years ago, I would have been much more pessimistic. In the last 2 years, I had a radical change of attitude and especially of mindset. Maybe it's not perceived 100% in the marketplace. A lot of people still, you know, view our sector as extremely conservative or extremely reactive. But I work with many of them, and internally, I know they are really doing massive changes in their structures, as well as huge investments in having a digital mindset in the next year to go to market. Because when people talk about ebooks, they just think about, you know, transforming a book into a digital file. But it's not only that. You really have to change the whole structure of a company in order to be a digital company. You mean you're talking about processes, you know, from the minute that the author sends you their manuscript, and that manuscript it starts to be edited, it all has to be digital. Once you have those changes and you take them, you know, to different format processes, all those formatting processes, either for paper, either for e-ink devices or for iPad use, all those processes have to be digital. Also, the whole digital management system, you know, about in which countries do you have rights for that book to be sold, and under what conditions you can sell that book, and under what pricing, the whole thing, all those processes have to be be digital, and meaning that they're doing a lot of investment in creating systems, internal systems, to manage all those internal processes. The output is going to be a digital file, but to me, that's the simplest part of the whole process. The really hard process that the whole industry is undergoing is creating digital houses internally. And most importantly, we've been talking about technology for a few minutes, but fortunately, we're still human beings. And what really takes a while to change is the mindset of the people who work in these houses. They've been doing their job very well for many, many years, you know, even centuries. And to change the mindset of a human being, to tell them that the processes they were doing for paper, now they have to be some other way, that the marketing strategies that we're using, now they have to be done in another way, that they're selling the strategies that we're doing, now they have to do it through different channels. That's going to take a while. And they're doing a lot of training. They're hiring a lot of people. So, yes, I'm seeing changes. It is true that we're about a year or 2 years behind the industry in the U.S. or in the U.K. They got into this internet tsunami before us, but it's here and it's not going to go away.
Yeah. So we discussed earlier the roughly 500 million Spanish speakers worldwide. And for many, this is, of course, a potentially huge market for the digital publishing industry. But we also hear, we can listen to skeptics who really don't think that the success of ebooks is going to be that fast in the Spanish-speaking countries when they look at a number of factors. For instance, the reading habits in Spain and other Spanish-speaking countries are not as strong as they are in, for instance, in the UK. And also the penetration of electronic reading devices is still very low. So what is your view on this, Javier? What would you say to these skeptics?
Okay, no, it is true, and they're very right to be a skeptic, because whatever happens in the U.S. or in the U.K. doesn't imply that it's going to happen in your market right away. Well, whoever is successful in those markets doesn't imply they're going to be successful in this market as well. But nevertheless, and it's true, it's not going to happen overnight, but we've seen the economic growth that, you know, the Latin American countries are experiencing in these later years, and they're not suffering the industrial financial crisis that Europe and the U.S. is suffering so much. So I think from an economic point of view, we will see a turning point in those economics, and also those countries will go again from the past to the future without going through the present. Those countries will basically take digital a much faster rate than it has happened in the U.S. and the U.K. And you can look at the analogy with mobile. It took a while in the U.S. as well as in the U.K. for mobile to be a commodity, to be a service that everyone uses on those markets. Look what happened in Africa. Look what's happening in Latin America.
That's right.
Mobile growth is tremendous. So these economies, once they take something that a lot of people who are skeptic, and they see that supposedly they will have other priorities, in Africa, people buy a mobile before they redo their bathroom. And it might sound very frivolous to talk, you know, in that way, but we forget to understand that for them, a mobile or a device is the only way for them to connect to the internet, to connect to knowledge, to connect to information. We have many other ways to connect to information. We still have a very rich, you know, newspaper and book industry in our countries, whereas basically it's very minimal in those countries. We have rich TVs, and reach radios, whereas, you know, none of that media has really developed in those nations. So you will see that as well as mobile and media transform those countries, it will happen the same thing with digital. The problem that you mentioned is reading habits, and that's true an obstacle. In Latin America as well in Spain, unfortunately, we don't have a high reading community. When the Spanish Federation of Publishers conduct their annual survey and they go out in the streets and they ask people, you know, what kind of books they read and how many books they read a year, 50%, half of them openly say, we do not read a book, none, not even a newspaper. And you know how much we lie when we are, you know, asked questions in a server. We're taller, we're blonder, we're everything, okay? So half of the market is not, you know, existent. I mean, it's, you cannot sell anything to that. So, but I think there is also, in that number, a business opportunity. And I link it with the third part of your question, which was, you know, the lack of electronic devices in this country. It is very true compared to other markets. It's still very minimal. But the rationale behind it is the pricing. I mean, those devices in this country still cost above 200 euros. And as I said before, if you read only a year, you know, every year one or two books, you're not going to buy a device that costs you 200 euros just to read one or two books a year. My thinking is that with the arrival of tablets and the decrease of price in pricing in those devices, tablets, which allows you to read, although they don't have the ink, you know, functionalities, but it allows you to read, it allows you to listen to music, it allows you to watch your, you know, movies. To me, tablets are, you know, like a cultural content consumption device, okay? Hmm. And those, I think, will be the winners in these countries, in the countries where you don't have a high reading community. And we're seeing the trend that, you know, those devices are going to be priced for less than 150 euros or even less in the next months. So I think we will see a tremendous growth of demand for digital content, including books, because of the arrival of tablets priced at a very competitive rate.
Okay. I would now like to, this is my final question. I would now like to ask you about the United States, which is not only the country where the global players have their headquarters, but is also a key market for Spanish language publishing. There are between 40 and 50 million Spanish speakers in the U.S., which means that this could already be the second country in the world in number of Spanish speakers, even ahead of Spain and Colombia, and only after Mexico. Mm-hmm. So, Javier, how important is this market, the U.S. market, for the development of e-books in Spanish?
Well, I think it's a very interesting market because some Spanish big players have really tried in the past to start operations in the U.S. and more or less all of them have not been extremely successful. But I think there were many, many obstacles in the analog world where, you know, selling and distributing paper books, it was very difficult in such a big market. Because, I mean, when you talk about the U.S., I mean, talking from the U.S. is one country. But when you look at the U.S. from the European side, basically you're talking about continent. It's like you're saying someone, I want to sell in Europe. What? Where in Europe? I mean, same in the U.S. You know, we're in the U.S. Are we talking the East Coast? Are we talking the West Coast? Are we talking Texas? Are we talking Miami, which everyone, you know, is fully bilingual in Spanish and English? I mean, what are you talking about the U.S. market? So I think digital will provide the Spanish publishers a much nicer and a much friendly, you know, go-to-market scenario to redefine their business strategy in the U.S. It is true that you know, that number, that 40, 50 million potential market, basically you can divide it in two. You can divide it into Americans who have a Spanish origin, you know, who use English as the first language in their work, you know, in their family, but because of the Spanish origin and they're very proud of it, they keep, you know, coming back to their countries, either Mexico, Spain, Colombia, Argentina, whatever, to visit their families. And from time to time, they read in Spanish or they watch a movie in Spanish just because they feel good about it. That market, I think it will be met, as I said before, with the, you know, Barnes & Noble strategy. I basically sell English content, but I have all this Spanish content available for you that you can cross-buy and I will cross-sell it to you. And then there is the other niche, you know, Spanish origin people who are just arrived in the U.S., either their first generation or they're studying there or they're working there. English is not, you know, their first language, and they want to consume in Spanish. That second niche, we have an obstacle, you know, their acquisition power is less than the first one, and their internet access is also limited. So I think on the first phase, we will see more selling into that first category that I described. And later on, we'll see, you know, the other one developing. But it's true that it's a demand that has not been met correctly in the past, in the paper scenario. And now with digital, I think all those obstacles will go away and it will be much easier to go to market and sell that content in the U.S.
So thank you. I think we all learned a lot with you today. It's really been a pleasure to have you on Beyond the Book, Javier. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to chat with you. And thank you very much for your interest in the Spanish market.
And now, for those of you in the audience interested in knowing more about the trends in the Spanish-speaking digital publishing markets, I recommend you stay tuned to some key book fairs coming this fall. Liber in Madrid at the beginning of October, where Javier Zelaya will be a speaker. Miami in the US in mid-November, where Copyright Clearance Center is presenting a panel discussion on e-reading. And Guadalajara, Mexico, in late November, early December. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, CCC, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, images, and blogs. Rights Direct is CCC's European subsidiary. You can learn more at www.rightsdirect.com and be sure to follow Rights Direct on Twitter. Again, my name is Victoriano Colodrón in Madrid, Spain. From all of us at Rights Direct and Copyright Clearance Center, thank you for listening to Beyond the Book.